Maggie and Millie and Molly and May went down to the beach to play. One day,
this is Donald Welch reading an E.E. Cummings poem, Maggie and Millie and Molly and May. He taps the table to the meter of the poem. There are four students here for this lesson. A 12-year-old boy, Frank, bobs along to the meter from his wheelchair. With help from a classroom aide, 8-year-old Daniel taps along too.
There's so much rhythm, there's so much musicality in poetry.
Welch is a poet and an educator.
And so when the population of learners like this, my thought is, how can I use that rhythm, those foundational aspects of poetry?
Always ourselves we find in the sea.
After the Cummings reading, Welch brings out a box of sand and shells for the students to feel.
I brought a little bit of the beach here.
Welch usually teaches in New York City. The O Miami Poetry Festival brought him here for this workshop as part of its month-long poetry festival.
Oh, Danny, he love it.
After touching the sand, the students take turns gluing Miami-themed words to poster board.
Right now I have some waves, swishy-wishy waves.
There is language without speech.
Raquel Quinones is a speech-language pathologist who came down here from New York with Welch for this workshop.
Yes, they're not, you know, using words, but they're vocalizing, they're laughing, they're looking at me, and, like, there is joy in their eye, and I know that they're engaged and want to be a part of this.
When all of the words have been glued to the board, Welch reads the students' poem.
We got hurricanes, waves, it's rest, waves, the beach, sunshine, high rises, Cuban food, and heat.
Hoping to give them an entryway into the genre and into self-expression and eventually self-advocacy.
I'm Sammy Mack in Miami.